Welcome to the most horrible history lesson ever. Or should that be the best ever? Bits of history that your teachers could never tell you, with all the gory bits left in. Kellogg's has teamed up with Horrible Histories and with the writer Terry Deary, that's me, to bring you a series of disgusting tales from some of the most famous periods in history. Some of them are so foul, you may even have to hold your nose and close your eyes as you listen to them. This is one of 6 CDs in the series, available free on special packs of cornflakes, frosties, cocoa pops, and rice krispies. Each 30-minute CD is exclusive to Kellogg's, so you'll be one of the few people to know about some of the darkest secrets from the days of old. You may just want to eat your breakfast before pinning back your ears. Enjoy. I'm Terry Deary, author of the Horrible Histories books. And when I went to school, history was really horrible. Well, it wasn't so much the history. It was my horrible history teacher. He used to pick on me. I mean, really pick on me. He used to give us tricky facts like Henry Tudor took Richard III's crown. Henry VIII took Henry Tudor's crown. Then he tried to test me with hard questions like, Deary, who took Henry VIII's crown? And I'd say something stupid like, please, sir, it wasn't me. I just wish he told me the truth about the terrible Tudors. And the Tudors were truly terrifying, torturing tyrants, even worse than teachers. The first Tudor had the blood-stained body of his defeated enemy tied to a horse and shown to the people. The message was clear, you don't tangle with a Tudor. The last Tudor had her boyfriend beheaded on a blood-stained block. You don't mess with Queen Bess. And in between, there were thousands of people hanged, burned, boiled and chopped just to keep the Tudors on top. This is the story of the fun-loving family and the people who lived and died in those days. It's a sad and savage story. It would bring tears to the eyes of a Tyrannosaurus Rex. It may scare you witless, so be warned. Listen to this with your fingers in your ears. When I think of the Tudors, I think of Henry VIII and chopping people's heads off. He lopped off the heads of 2 of his wives for a start. Nice man. He even had the head of the Countess of Salisbury lopped off, and she was about 70 years old. The Countess decided she wasn't going to go quietly. The axe was given to a boy. He'd never done this before, and he made a bit of a mess. I wonder what he'd have said if he'd written a letter home after the execution.
Tower Green, London, 1541. Dear Mum, started my new job as executioner today. It's not as easy as it looks. I have a nice uniform. You'd be proud of me. Except you wouldn't know it was me because Henry's the executioner's
secret.
Anyway, the boss, Robert Cratwell, whose name I can't tell you because it's secret, said I could start with an easy one. It's the old Countess of Salisbury, he said. She's nearly 70 years old, so she'll be no trouble.
70, I said. If she gets any older, her head'll probably just drop off.
I laughed. I didn't know the joke would be on me. What's the old trout done? I asked.
Nothing, Robert said. She's never had a trial or been found guilty. But her son, Cardinal Pole, was a Catholic, and he started stirring up trouble for the king. So Henry had the Cardinal's old mother thrown in the tower a couple of years ago. And the king made sure she suffered in there, with terrible food and no heating. The old woman will be glad to be out of it.
Then he gave me a few last-minute lessons in chopping and sent me off to do some target practice on the turnip. I was spot on. That turnip was sliced as neat as the ones that you put in your stew, Mum. But there was no one watching, was there? And turnips don't move. Imagine the shock when I found 150 people gathered round the scaffold. I was shaking with nerves. "Would you mind putting your head on this block?" I asked her. Ever so polite, just the way you taught me. Blow me, but the old woman says, "No, a traitor would put their head on the block, but I'm not a traitor, so I won't." Her two guards grabbed her and held her down on her knees, but she was struggling all the time. They couldn't hold her head down because I'd have cut their hands off, and that means she could still move her head around. Then she looks up at me and says, "Catch me if you can." She started bobbing and weaving, and I started chopping. Well, I made a right mess of her shoulders before I finally got her in the neck and finished her off. It was my job to hold up her head and cry, "Behold the head of a traitor!" I was that scared, I think I said, "Behold the head of a tater." The crowd were booing and throwing things at me. It was awful, Mum. But Robert's back now and I'm getting extra lessons. In the meantime, I'm working away in the torture chamber. They don't mind if you're clumsy in there and you don't have a big audience. Give my love to the kids and the cat. I'll be home next week to help with chopping the firewood. Love, your little Georgie. Kiss, kiss, kiss. See, you didn't tangle with a Tudor. The other thing you didn't do was fall sick. Here are a top 10 of terrible Tudor cures you would not want to try. See if you can guess what they're for.